The debate over how best to prevent mass shootings got off to a heated start. Senate Bill 9 was one of the first gun bills introduced and the first defeated.
But let's be honest and clear. Gun-free zones have not been successful. Tragedy after tragedy, history after history has shown us.
That's Republican Senator Scott Renfro from Greeley. He's the main sponsor of the measure and made his case for concealed guns in schools before the Senate Judiciary Committee. Renfro says it's the best way to protect children because it'll act as a deterrent to would-be shooters.
Concealed carry means just that. You don't know who's carrying. It could be one person in the school. It could be 100. It could be everyone. It could be none of them.
Greeley Middle School teacher Bethany Christensen agrees with Renfro. She says she has a concealed weapon permit and would take a bullet for her students.
As it is right now, we are sitting ducks. We have no way to defend ourselves. The only way to fight back is with an equal or greater force.
Current state law says K-12 schools must be gun-free zones, and opponents say they should stay that way. They say the measure will only make schools less safe. Democratic Senator Jesse Ulibarri of Commerce City referred to the Arizona shooting of Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords.
People who were unarmed took that person down when he stopped to reload. And so there are other ways to address violence, and it doesn't mean that we have our kids exposed to a whole crossfire of multiple folks in a room shooting simultaneously.
Democratic Senate President John Morris says his party will oppose any bills that put more guns on the streets and in the hands of citizens. He also worries more guns in schools would lead to accidents, and teachers might not get the proper training.
You know, when your kindergartner shows up to school, be advised the teacher's going to have a gun hidden in their desk drawer or in their closet or someplace, you know, and then by the time we get 8 and 9 and 10 year olds, I mean, really, we want those folks in a room where we know there's a gun here somewhere?
Morse says he's still working on a comprehensive gun package that he hopes to introduce in a few weeks. He wouldn't give specifics on what it would include. Meanwhile, gun control advocates held a rally at the Capitol earlier in the day. They're advocating for state lawmakers to pass a ban on assault weapons and high-capacity magazine clips. They also want universal background checks for all gun purchases, something Governor John Hickenlooper's endorsed. I'm Benta Berkland at the state capitol.